you say Andrew or Andy? Okay, we're back to 88.1 FM, Project Independence and You. And the next segment was going to be talking about Help at Home program through Project Independence. We have Derek with us and Andrew, who are going to be going over some of the programs. And in a little bit, we'll have Gerard. But I'm going to start with Derek, just to tell us about the program and get the ball rolling here.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thank you for having us, first of all. So Project Independence is really given us a try, you know, TRI, T-R-I, the Rehabilitation Institute. We train our guys to actually go out there and get a chance to get out in the field and actually, you know, assist the seniors in everyday stuff that they're not able to do, you know, simple stuff. And we're going to get into that in a second. But yeah, it's really great doing, you know, doing stuff for the seniors, giving back. And again, it's training for our guys. And it's a great opportunity, and we've been doing it for a while now, and it seems to be going okay.
Seems to be, absolutely. And Andrew, your participation?
I'm the administrator of TRI.
Okay.
And, you know, TRI is a big year this year. We're actually celebrating our 50th year.
Really?
And we started in 1965, and what we do is we provide vocational training and job placement for individuals with all types of disabilities, developmental disabilities, people with mental health issues, you name it. Some of our folks have you know, chemical dependency issues and so forth. So about 5 years ago, we partnered with the town of North Hempstead when Project Independence came to be. And there was a great need for the seniors, you know, who would really, the goal was to assist them age in place. Often they would need, I know through the town, they get transportation
right
to medical appointments and supermarkets. But also, you know, we want them to live in a safe environment. And oftentimes, they would let home repairs go because of the cost of contractors. You know, it would be $100 to just have someone come see you in your house. So they would let clutter accumulate and certain home issues go on, and they would find themselves in an unsafe environment. So the town of North Hempstead just started up this great initiative, and we were so happy to be asked to become a part of it, because our training, some of what we do is we provide maintenance and janitorial training to some of our individuals, like Jaron, who's going to be speaking in a little bit. And so the town asked us to participate, and our crews, which are supervised by individuals like Derek, go out and help out the seniors. They go into their homes, provide light maintenance, and, you know, some other types of services to help them age in place, to provide that clean and safe environment.
So just as a...
Well, I've been the beneficiary of your services.
Oh, okay.
And I can say that I'm completely satisfied, and they came over and changed some light bulbs, so I didn't have to climb up. And how many of you seniors listening say, I shouldn't have climbed up on that ladder to do this or do that? These are guys who are young enough to climb up on those ladders and do this maintenance for you. And, you know, pleasant, nice people are sent. I mean, don't have any qualms about the people who come over. They're really great. And I think the only negative is, I understand, you can only use you guys 3 times a year.
Oh, that's what it is?
That is correct, just because the demand.
Right,
grew.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, this would be a program, just so everybody knows out there, you'd call 311.
That's correct.
Then 311, and you're going to tell them what you need, and they would send it, I'm assuming, over to Andrew, then it goes to Derek and Gerard or however the system. But bottom line, it starts with 311.
Yes.
What is included and what's not included? I mean, is there certain things that you right off the bat say, listen, I'm sorry you have that issue, but that's not something we can do?
Yes. A lot has changed recently. A few years ago, we were doing attachments to handrails. You know, we were building stuff, fixing walls, holes in the walls, etc. But like I said, a lot has changed. And as of now, we do like gutters. We stick to cleaning, raking leaves, you know, changing light bulbs.
That's great.
You know, like just everyday simple stuff they're not able to do anymore. You know, I got this new request just came in, and it's this senior lady. I think she's like 80-something years old, and she has some clothes in her closet that she needs to have boxed, you know, just to move from one room to the next. And She just doesn't have the strength in her arms anymore to lift the box, to actually get the clothes off the racks, to put them in the boxes. So, you know, that's
okay.
Some of the challenges.
You've touched on something about strength in the arms. One of the problems I had with one of the light bulbs that I could reach from the floor was that I wasn't strong enough to untwist it.
Right.
It had been there for umpteen years, yeah. And I kept trying to turn it, and I couldn't get it off. And I had a dark spot in the house, which meant at nighttime, I could have walked over there, tripped on the rug, and broken something. So I wanted the bulb changed,
right. But
I couldn't do it myself. And you guys came, and you did it.
The important thing, what Jerry's saying, which is so true, if you can't do it, then you call. There's no sense. It's not a matter of, I'm embarrassed or I should be able to. You just call because everybody sees it. As time goes on, things that I could do 10 years ago, it's a little different today. And then 10 years from now, it'll be different still.
Right.
So, but we have organizations and people that are willing to help. So you got to call 3-1 and get it organized. I have a question. You had said you employ everybody in chemical dependency. Do you have a program then within that or no?
And just speaking about excuse me, some of these jobs, you know, we really stick with this spirit of aging in place,
mm-hmm.
you know, in jobs that really focus on that, less beautification and that type
right,
of
right,
stuff.
Right, okay. That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
We really work with the town to really, you know, focus, you know, those jobs on those, you know, those items. So that's really...
That's well said, and that's important because that's what we're talking about. Project independence is not for me to put another wing on my house.
That's correct.
Or to pull up everything in my yard and re-landscape it.
Right.
Project independence is if there's a branch that's blocking my door and I need somebody to help trim it, or as Jerry was saying, a light bulb or a step. I remember years ago I helped a lady. I'm involved with the Great Neck Senior Center, and she called me just in reference to something else, but was the same situation, was a light bulb. But you know how you go down the stairs, 3 steps, and you go down a few more to the basement? Well, she couldn't reach it, and she didn't have a ladder, and it was 1 minute, just, you know. I mean, she knew what it was. I unscrewed it and put it on, and she lived in town. But that's the kind of stuff that you're right. She could go down the stairs. I didn't even think of something like that, Jerry, because it's dark.
That's right.
And you call somebody, an electrician, it's $150 to change a light bulb. I mean, they're entitled to their... whatever service call or whatever they charge.
Yeah, we always encourage people to call 311 because too often seniors feel that they're a burden to friends and family, you know, to ask them to come over to help, and then they don't have the financial needs,
mm-hmm.
means to, you know, to pay a contractor. So this program is so perfect. You know, it assists seniors, helps us, you know, train individuals like Jaron, and who ultimately go on to find, you know, paid employment, often at very good
rates
of pay due to the training that they receive at TRI.
Well, you know, another thing, too, what you're saying, when you have the training here of people to move forward in life, but from a senior point of view, and we do programs throughout the town, you're avoiding any scamming of seniors. Because sometimes you get somebody in there, turns out, oh, yeah, the light bulb, but the wiring's very bad, too.
Yes.
Oh, I'm following it to the basement. Your switchboard, or whatever you call that thing, is very bad. And next thing, the lady's saying, okay, here's a check for $3,000. And doing something because I don't want to let my son or daughter know that I've been living here because he told me my house could burn down. It happens all the time. So an organization like TRI coming through the town, it's a tremendous benefit.
But my experience it parallels that. Everyone was businesslike. The supervision was great. They came. They did their job. They left. And no mess in the house, right? Completely satisfied with the work you people have done.
Great.
Really great.
Thanks so much.
And the people were so nice. I mean, it wasn't, it's just to follow what John was saying, they weren't coming there to make a little job a big job. They came, they said, this is what we can do. We did it. They came, they didn't waste my time, they didn't waste their time, and they answered the problem. And just to add on, even when you call your children, sometimes they're not able to do it. I had a daughter. I said, "Can you change the bulb?" She said, "Well, I can't move it out." She wasn't strong enough
to do it.
You know, forget about, you know, not being embarrassed, not wanting to answer. Even children can't do the type of work these people are trained to do. That makes a big difference.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and each senior completes a satisfaction survey at the end, which really assists us. So, in the rare event that they're not satisfied, it allows us to train. What can we do better? How can we improve the service?
Yeah, I just also wanted to add about the supervision. You know, this way people are clear that the guys are not in there by themselves.
That's right.
You know, it's usually two trainees and one supervisor on site all the time, and he would guide the trainees in the correct direction, you know.
Okay. Now, Gerard is a trainee?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll talk about that later. I just wanted to get the steps, how that works up, so we won't steal that time now.
Okay.
Now, is there, right off the bat, I had said it earlier, and I know you're not in for beautification, which is important for, I mean, it's an important thing for everybody to know, but does 311 have a list, do you know, of, right off the bat, stuff that you guys can do, or you would still have to come in?
They do.
Oh, so they do, okay.
So the town kind of filters the
before
job
it gets
before
to you
they
guys.
Send it on over to us.
Okay, because that really is, I mean, at the end of the day here, this whole Project Independence through the town of North Hempstead, it's a model. And by having something like this, each little piece is a part of this puzzle that puts it together so perfectly.
Another big plus, John, is that the appointment is made for a specific time. So, and you don't have to say, you don't get, well, we're going to come sometime.
And they show up?
Yeah, I'll get to that. I'm coming sometime on Monday, or maybe the first couple of days of the week, or my electrician is on another job.
Yeah.
You get an appointment, and they came within a few minutes of the time. I mean, it was great. You didn't have to hang around all day saying, gee, they haven't come yet. Maybe can I go out for lunch, or can I leave the house for 15 minutes, and they'll come.
That's tremendous.
Coming at 1, they were there at 1, did the job, and out they went. I mean, they weren't hanging around. They were just very, very professional about what they did.
The world has become a six-hour window. You know, we'll be there in the morning between
right.
8 and 2.
Maybe.
You know, and you're right. People have things to do.
We've all had that experience.
Oh, yeah.
Where you get the call saying, oh, we're running late. Or the truck, you know, some kind of story, and you kill a day. These guys came. We could make the appointment. They came on time. They did the job professionally, and they left. It was great. I recommend them. 200%.
Terrific. I didn't know that this was just a coincidence that Jerry was here when you
right.
were here.
This was,
he wasn't brought on like as a paid sponsor.
I'm not paid to do this.
Yeah.
His real life experience, which was absolutely great.
That's the most important. And as a member of Project Independence, that's really what tells people who are listening that this program works. Jerry's on the advisory board, and at the same time, he's used the program, which is wonderful. Actually, we're talking today with TRI, which is the Rehabilitation Institute, which does work for Project Independence on Long Island here. We're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM. You'll be right back.